It's 5 a.m. my time again. Hello and welcome to Look at the Adjective. We are here to podcast, even though we were up till 4:30 in the soddy morning. I am the Ring General, John Mack, and I'm joined, as always, by a man who likes questionable bands to play him out to the ring. A man who insists on wearing PVC hot pants, even though they make his gooch sweaty. A man who loves his partner to sport an obscenely coiffured mullet. It's the Eradicator, Mammy Mark Crowther. How are you doing, mate?
I'm not bad, mate. Just a little bit tired after last night, but nice cold Guinness won't solve that, will it?
Nitro Surge. And we will be on the Nitro Surge again very soon. But we are going to be talking tonight about the first night of WrestleMania 40. Hey, what can I say? Doing this professionally. So, yeah, today is Sunday, the 7th of April. We are going to be reviewing last night's first night of Mania. Mixed bag.
You could say that, yeah. Could say that.
We seem to have found that with the Rumble, though. Excellent build. Bit of a mixed bag. So, yeah. We'll quickly pan through it. I took notes, even though I was half asleep. You don't think you did. You were just enjoying the moment, but, you know, me.
I was just lost in the event. I've got a photographic memory though, don't worry.
I've got a pornographic memory.
What, in the first match?
No comment. So, I mean, it opens and the intro package is mint. It's always mint.
Top draw, isn't it?
The new sort of production team that without Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I'm enjoying their stuff, the angles, the camera angles, everything like that. Quality. Yeah.
Not about 40 cuts every 2 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. It used to make you feel seasick. It was jarring. That's it. Meek Mill is narrating the whole thing. He must be from Philadelphia, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he's a rapper. He had a mainstream beef with Drake at one point, if that's any interest to you.
I know who he is. I didn't know where he was from.
I don't know where he's from, to be fair. It might be from Philadelphia. That would make sense, to be fair, wouldn't it?
It would. He should have just got Stallone.
Yeah. Should have done today.
Incomprehensible.
WrestleMania.
Fucking old Helmsley's out to a huge pop, isn't he?
Yeah.
After getting filleted by Heyman the night before.
Oh, God, yeah. That was weird, that, wasn't it? It just didn't feel right.
Bit cringe. And then Stephanie was there with her ECW cap on. I thought they'd split up. Or is it just the cameras?
That was a rumour. But I don't know if it's just keeping up appearances or anything like that. But they looked all right. They seemed all happy together, didn't they? So I don't know. Maybe it was just a rumour.
Maybe it was. We got a three-man booth of Michael Cole, Corey Graves and Pat McAfee. What the fuck is Michael Cole wearing?
Yeah, it's not my favourite booth, that, like, because, like, no. Some people buzz off Michael Cole. I think he's all right. He's got a lot better over the years. I can't stick Pat McAfee. I'm not a fan, really. Not a big fan of his commentary. And Graves is a bit of a donut as well, isn't he?
A little bit. I mean, Graves and Michael Cole look like they're off to a prom in the 70s. Do you know what I mean?
Proper woeful.
So, first match we get for the Women's World title is Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley. One of the ones me and you were actually quite hopeful for and, you know, looking forward to. I mean, the build was a bit bony, but, you know, in-ring it's usually pretty spot on.
Yeah, like you said, there wasn't much substance to the build other than the last couple of weeks where they added a bit to it, but they were fannying about with Becky and Nia Jax for about 2 months, weren't they? And they just sort of... It's almost like they forgot to build this, and they thought, fuck hell, it's only 3 weeks still, mate. We best get cracking.
And then you had Rhea and Nia Jax as well at the chamber and all that shit. And
true.
Nia Jax, I mean, for obvious reasons, we don't need to comment on why she's getting a red in the main event scene, because she's shit. But, I mean, these two are both look like stars. I'm sat there going, who is this utterly wank metal band? Is this fucking metal band? And they're called Motionless in Shite or something.
They were shite.
The singer to me looked like he was fucking blacked up, not in his face, but his arms and his neck and everything. And I'm thinking, no one thought this was a bad idea. You told me it was tattoos, but it didn't.
It could have been. I think he just looked like a fucking Marilyn Manson wannabe or something, didn't he? Just awful. Yeah.
But we called that AEW on this. Like, did nobody say to him backstage, yeah, lad, wash that shit off first. Come on.
I don't know. To be fair, I've never heard of them, so it could be his look. It could just be his feet. It could be tattoos. I don't know.
I've heard the name. It's one of them sort of like gothy sort of new metal emo bands that
they do. They obviously do a song, like, don't they? So I guess
yeah. It's not bad. It's not great, is it?
It suits her, I suppose. I don't know.
What did you think to this? Starts with a bit of needle slappy chop chops.
It was. I thought it was decent. It wasn't. I sort of almost was like, I think you in a way probably feel the same way. I sort of, you almost put that Charlotte and Rhea Ripley on a pedestal from last year. Yeah. Where you think, can it be as good as that? And it just maybe a rung or two lower than that, I think. But
yeah, not to say it wasn't good.
Not to say it wasn't good. I think Becky, I've gone off her a little bit over the last year or two. I think she sort of almost believed her own hype a little bit. I don't know if that's just me. I don't think she's as good in the ring as she probably thinks she is. I think Rhea's better. I think Charlotte's probably better. I think probably Bailey's maybe better as well, which is, you know, that's the class of people she wants to be in.
I'd probably agree with that, but I mean, in terms of the whole package, I think Becky's got more about her than Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't know. The wheels have come off for a little bit with me recently. I don't know why. I sort of say I didn't enjoy the match. I thought it was good because they are both good. Jack, get me wrong. I'm only saying that I just don't think she's a top tier as other people I mentioned. What did you think? Because it was a good. It was probably the right choice to open it up, wasn't it? World title. Obviously, when you knew what the main event was going to be anyway. So
I really enjoyed it, to be honest with you. There's some really nice stuff in there. There's a belting suplex with a bridge by Rhea for two. Then a nice vertical and like a roll up exchange. Becky Lynch does a 7.3 top rope arm drag on the Steamboat, which was all right.
Anything above
seven. Like, did she did this? Do you know, explode a suplex into the barricade? I thought that was pretty ruthless.
Yeah, that was nice.
And she there's a nice story throughout. I mean, she was working the arm. Obviously, she has the arm bar disarmer thing, and also that's where Rhea's main power comes from. So, you know, nicely done.
They mentioned it a few times on commentary, didn't they? That Rhea's had a wrist problem for a few weeks, and sort of good commentary to be fair. Like Rhea obviously Becky honing in on it, but then they also at the same time Becky had a flu or something, did she? 200 odd degree.
Yes, throat infection. 200
odd degree strep throat, as of it. So they were sort of leading into that. I'm not sure it's that relevant, really. But yeah, I mean, I think it was a good start. It was a good start. Good solid match. And ultimately, I had a little bit of a worry that they were going to end the Rhea title reign there. But I personally didn't think it was the right person. I'm not sure who is the person. And we'll talk about people being the right people or not later on. But
you're fucking right, we will.
I don't think Becky was the right person. I think it was a really good rub for Rhea to go over in this one.
I think the person to beat her is Cargill, but not right now. You've got to give it a year.
A year. Yeah, let her hold her skills a bit more.
There was a spot in it, and this was just quintessential Rhea Ripley. So she sticks the armbar on her and Ripley just powers out and gives her three fucking power bombs off it. That was mint.
That was naughty. That was like almost like UFC, that wasn't it? Like MMA type sort of, you know, reversal powers, you know, just powering through. She's got some good. She's strong as fuck, isn't she? I know she's tall and, you know, athletic. She's built well, but she's really strong, isn't she?
But her doing UFC, MMA kind of stuff. You can buy into it with her. When you got, like, you know, Io Sky doing it, you'd be a bit like...
Yeah, or like Alexa Bliss or something like that. Little pipsqueak.
Yeah. I mean, Becky kicks out the Riptide, and the facials on Rhea Ripley were top tier. I think the makeup helps as well, because I think it just adds to that.
Accentuates the features and stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Rhea powers out of the disarmor and electric chairs are outside. Frog splash for two. Riptide on the buckle, and then another for free. So I thought it was really good. Obviously, like we said the other week, what did Lance Storm say about Meltzer? Why are you fixating on these matches from 6 years ago?
Yeah, you know, I know.
It wasn't as good as the one last year.
It was good. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It
was a fucking top opener. Really enjoyed it.
Not to be that guy, but it was a solid three out of four out of five, wasn't it? On the old the adjective scale.
Better than Paginella, which is what you're after. And then you get them two Southern Ponces flipping pretty deadly, dreadful.
What are they? They're shit, they're
just two Southern knobheads. Then we get the 6-man tag team ladder match for the tag belts. Gimmick. Let the cluster commence.
Do you know what the worst thing was? Like, I didn't know the crap before I went in, but like, I didn't know it was, if you win one belt, you've won that belt.
Yeah.
I thought it was winner takes all.
Yeah, me too. To be fair, that works to its benefit, I think. Gargano and Ciampa are out first. They look woeful. Michaels, he's in like a Shawn Michaels fucking style DX gear from like, but not even the good DX, like the 2009 DX. So
it was something to do with, R-Truth have been calling them DX or something on Raw. And they've obviously just gone, we'll just do that. But it's just a bit like, why?
I bet Helmsley was loving it.
Yeah.
Miz looks an utter cunt, as always.
He's just shit, isn't he?
Yeah, Tyler Bate looks like a Sylvanian family. And the New Day are dressed as Rocky and Apollo Creed. Have they not fucked off yet?
They've been around for donkeys, haven't they? Can you talk me through the Sylvanian family conspiracy? I couldn't quite put two and two together with that. I know what they are, but...
It's just a tiny little hairy bear thing, isn't it? And that's what he looks like.
What, the big strong
lot of hair? Is that what he's doing? Fuck off, you don't call him that.
That's what he calls himself, doesn't he? He's the self proclaimed big strong boy.
No, mummy, I don't need to use a potty. I'm a big strong boy. Judgment Day looked like fucking Demolition getting bummed by Slipknot in a fucking sex dungeon, didn't they? Just...
I said that, didn't I? Fucking gimp masks galore. There was a couple of them on the show.
Balor had a gimp mask on, honestly. There's this dog shit hot tag spot by R-Truth because he's thick as fuck and doesn't know, you know, that it's a ladder match. It's like, oh God, it's comedy. I know you get a tickle out of it, but it was funny about 5 years ago.
It somehow pops me a little bit. I don't know why. I just find it really fucking dumb. I think his delivery is quite good somehow. He was the only thing in this match I thought was good. I thought it was pretty shocking, really, other than that. Like,
it was just fucking clusterfuck, complete clusterfuck.
It just made me think, is this the fucking tag team scene in WWE these days? It's fucking bad. Really bad.
Austin Theory and Waller get the SmackDown belts. And Waller takes the obligatory powerbomb through the ladder spot, snapping the ladder in half.
Yeah, that's come out, didn't it?
Gargano, DDT's Pete Dunne.
That was quite a good spot. That was quite... I thought it was good, but it was stupid.
Planted him.
Yeah.
Planted him like fuck. And then Tommaso Ciampa, who I am a big fan of, gives Tyler Bate a fucking white noise off the ladder again.
Daft. Big impact, though, wasn't it? Fucking huge impact,
Then that flat-headed fuck from Judgment Day jumps in.
Do you see that bit when the ladder was absolutely, like fucked and, like, the ref was trying to tell Priest to not climb it and he just basically told us to fuck off? Do you see it? Because, like, the one of the legs was absolutely, like, it imploded in itself and it was like, she was going, Damien, just fucking, be careful, mate. And he just basically shrugged her off and they had to throw the ladder away about 2 minutes later. So it's just like, maybe you should listen there.
You mean Senor Money in the Bank?
That's shit, that, isn't it? I'm really worried about him ruining one of the tag title matches tomorrow. I don't mind him, but he's not he shouldn't be.
He's not there yet. He's not there yet. What makes me laugh is they've given him that title because he's Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
But his name's Damian Priest. They've given him the name Damian Priest. Give him Sanchez or something.
Hugo Sanchez.
Something like that. Do you know what I mean? It's like Damian Priest as I don't fucking know. But the worst spot,
Punishment Martinez, didn't he?
Exactly. That was a fucking great name.
Yeah.
The worst spot involved Senor Money in the Bank. So he goes to sling Miz off, but Miz, before he can touch Miz has already jumped.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It was crap, wasn't it?
This is just not for me. Truth wins the Raw belts. Kindly fuck off next.
It was garbage. Not for me. We said that, though, didn't we? We sat there texting, going, it's going to be a clusterfuck, this. And it was.
Yeah. Speaking of clusterfucks, next we get Rey Mysterio and Andrade, Cien Almas. I don't know. Is it just Andrade?
I think it's just Andrade these days, yeah.
Versus Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. I thought advertising the Hispanic influence drink when all the Mexicans are in the ring was a bit fucking much, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Was it like Minute Maid Hasta Luego or something it was called? Oh, fuck no. Andrade, green gimp mask.
He didn't even get his own entrance. That's bad.
I thought this was shit as well. To be fair.
Yeah, well, yes, I said to you, the match was Santos and Rey, wasn't it? No one. We didn't need to get a tag match. I know that Ray's obviously just come back from an injury and stuff, but I reckon he could have gone for 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, surely.
I don't even think, I think this went for 8.
Yeah. Well, he could have done 8. Could have done 8 to 10 minutes, could he? Like, surely. It's not like, I mean, the guy's still fucking physically fit and he can go, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He's nearly 50 now, maybe. Or he might be 50, I don't know. But the geezer could still fucking go. And I just think the tag match, it's just like, we're just lobbing Miss Dominic into the match again. I thought we'd sort of dealt with that last year. Do you know what I mean? I thought that was done.
Dominic's got a La Parker-esque T-shirt on.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, Ray's rapid still. He's faster than most people. There was a bit where Ray gets on the shoulders of Andrade on the top rope and they do a double crossbody off each other's shoulder. That was mad.
That was the best spot of the match by a mile. Yeah. It was within like the first 2 minutes.
Yep, and then there was a Canadian destroyer, oh dear. But they called it a Code Red, which I thought is just what fucking Dustin Rhodes called it, I don't know.
I think everyone, loads of people call it that, don't they?
There's a bunch of fucking high spot interference, including this like slingshot fucking dive thing, which, don't get me wrong, he got some air on it, but...
Yeah, just pointless though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then these two masked fucks interfere and Rey and Andrade win. Apparently, they're Philadelphia Eagles players. Apparently.
Yeah, McAfee was marking out for him, wasn't he?
Of course he was. Did the babyfaces need 4 people plus 2 NFL guys to win? It makes them look shit as fuck.
Makes them look really weak, especially when one of the guys is Dominic, like chief chicken shit heel.
Yeah. So next we get, quote unquote, according to whoever announced him, the greatest rapper of all time. He's not even close.
No, he's not.
Little Wayne,
one of the shittiest rappers going.
He comes out and he's like, what's he fucking on about? It's like some child stood in a corner whittering onto himself. It was fucking awful. I've seen this bellend try and play guitar as well, and he's fucking horse shit.
Did you see that? On you? Was that?
Yeah, on YouTube. It was like a fucking, some guitarist guy, like, taking the piss, going, the worst guitar players of all time. There's a Little Wayne clip. And then there's one of the Jonas Brothers trying to do, like, a guitar solo, and it's just the most cringy fucking shit you've ever seen in your life. And he brings out Jey Uso, and it's Jey versus Jimmy Uso. What the fuck was this?
It was bad, wasn't it? It was really bad.
This was like, oh man, it's me and you, we've always dreamt of this, let's just get our shit in. But their shit is literally 400 fucking super kicks and a couple of splashes off the top. That's literally all they did.
It's just like melodramatic. I don't know what it was. I thought it was going to be good, because they're both like good athletes and stuff like that. I thought it was going to be a decent match, but it was just fucking mess, wasn't it? I don't know what went on in the fucking, when they put this thing together.
Whoever was the agent on this match deserves fucking firing.
Is it Rikishi?
just go and get your shit in, boys. And it just, I'm not really into him. I just think they're a spotty fucking thing. And this just proves that they fucking can't do a match.
I think Jay's the better. I think Jay's the better of the two. And I've seen him have decent matches with like Gunther, Roman, one or two others. I think it's because they're like leading him. Do you know what I mean? With a bit more veteran sort of instinct to it. But I just think these two just sort of, they almost, I know they're brothers, but they almost brought the worst out of each other. Just in terms of spot. It was like a Young Bucks wet dream match, this, wasn't it? Fucking super kicks a go-go.
Yeah, but this, to me, and this is rare, you let me say this, I thought this was worse than a Young Bucks match, because at least there's other things in a Young Bucks match. I mean, it's mental, and you can't keep up with it, but they do other shit. This was just fucking super kicks. Just super kicks, nothing else.
And there was no other athletic, like, innovation or anything like that, was there? It was, no. I don't know, I almost think they were just banking on the story, getting them through, but there wasn't, they didn't even tell the story that well.
There's a bit where, like, Jimmy's begging off, and, like, Jay, because he still wants his brother to be his brother, like, helps him up, and then they fucks him, but then within, you know, 30 seconds, Jay's won.
Yeah, they didn't even play it off. Like, I don't know. I mean, it was poor, wasn't it? It was one of the ones I was thinking, hey, this would be decent, this, but
just appallingly poor.
Didn't deliver at all. I was thinking that was up here in terms of expectation, and then up down here for deliverance, because it was awful. Really bad.
This was supposed to be a blow off to a, like, 2 years worth of fucking angle.
Yeah.
I for one, I'm not yeeting.
What, you're on Jimmy's side here?
I'm on nobody's side. If this is what I have to watch, they can all fucking piss off. Next up, six woman tag match, Damage Control versus Naomi, Jade Cargill, and Bianca Belair. They all look mint. I'm not sure about this line drawn down the middle of Jade Cargill. What's that all about? Just a big line drawn.
I was trying to figure out what the outfit was. Like, was it something to do with, like, Mortal Kombat or something?
I just thought it was Storm from the X-Men, but...
Well, she did that once on AEW. She did a Storm outfit. And I didn't know if it was that at first, but... To be fair, if you're ever going to do a live-action X-Men again, she's your woman, isn't she? Get her in. She'd be good for that role.
I don't know. She's wooden as tits, isn't she?
Well, just get her to, you know, just flex the muscles. That's what she loves to do, don't she? Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't really sure. Because I think Naomi, or it might have been Bianca, was wearing, like, a... big, like, hat. Like, I thought it was something to do with, like, Gaiden off Mortal Kombat, but I don't know what the reference was.
I can't even say it looked like Chitara out of the Thundercats. Proper. No, I was buzzing off it. I was like, yes, get in. I still don't get the thong outside the Kex from Asuka. Don't get that.
I'll never understand that, to be fair. I don't get it.
It's
a Japanese thing, isn't it? It's a Japanese
thing. I've never seen a Japanese bird walk down the ring with a thong.
Yeah, well, a Japanese wrestler thing, anyway. Because Sasha Banks was doing it when she was in New Japan. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like some sort of weird tradition over there. I don't know.
Did he sell them on OnlyFans later? I don't know. Who knows? Sweaty. So they don't get them too sweaty. I thought this was the best way to blood Jade in, though. I mean, letting Bianca and Naomi do all the work and then let Jade clean up and get the pin. You know, I thought it was all right. It was all right, yeah.
I had low expectations for it, and it exceeded them.
I mean, she gets the hot tag. She does a choke slam, catches Sane and hits a backbreaker. Bit of a botchy backdrop. A
little bit.
Michinoku driver gets broken up. Asuka missed a mate. All three of them hit the finishes, and Jay gets the pin. I didn't think it was too bad. I thought...
Did what it needs to do, didn't
set
it?
Out to do. Yeah, it's the best way to debut her, and she gets the three, so, you know, she looks strong.
Got something with her, haven't they? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You feel like they'll develop it.
You hope so, because she's green as fucking grass at the moment, so...
Yeah, but they dropped the ball with her, didn't they, in AEW?
They dropped the ball with most people in AEW, let's be honest.
Yeah, good point.
So, next up, we get the IC belt match. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. I thought it was a bit of a ropey entrance for Sami Zayn, a bit cheesy with Gable and Owens. I just thought, like you said, you know, he's going over.
You did, though, didn't you? All that, and it's just like, this doesn't sit right with me, this one. This, for some reason, I know a lot of people are into Sami Zayn. And to be honest, right? If you were going to have anyone take, I'd rather it be Chad Gable take it off him. He's had more of a storyline with Gunther over the last 6 months than Sami Zayn. I'd rather that.
True.
I'd rather he be the underdog, a character like who sort of, you know, conquers the almighty champion. I think that's more of a story. Like the whole Sami Zayn, he just gets lobbed in the match like, what, 3 weeks ago? And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I don't know if I can beat him. they're doing this really weird like rehash of like three or four different Rocky movies in one. It's just like, what? Like the build up was, I thought the build was shocking, like really bad, like really cheesy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel quite passionate about this. And Gunford, Sami Zayn, great talent, don't get me wrong, but he wasn't the guy to defraud him, for me, in my opinion.
No, me. They have a little Prime, like, spot, and he says, Prime, the fastest growing drink in the world, it's 59p in Aldi, mate.
It's awful as well. I've tried it. It's terrible.
Yeah. The show was, they cut to Cologne in Germany, where a load of Germans are going, Gunther, Gunther, Gunther. It's like, why have you gone to Germany? It's from Austria, Austria!
It's Austria! Stop getting Gunther wrong.
I thought the match was really good.
Yeah.
I just think the finish was a bit, and getting his wife involved in that.
It was literally, they've literally, someone whoever produced the match just watched has done a Rocky marathon, and they thought, right, we'll get the wife at ringside, she'll be like Adrian, got the kid as well, you know, sympathy, do the training montages with Gable. It's like, and you're against this foreign menace. It's like, it's literally garbage. It was, the storytelling was woeful. Like, the storytelling is normally quite good with WWE these days, but this one missed about with me. It didn't work for me whatsoever.
Punk just sat there going, yeah, don't get it. Don't get it. Never seen Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Sami Zayn. I just don't think he was the right guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so many other people that should have been in that spot over the name, I think.
It was the ultimate underdog babyface thing, and obviously you had the story of Gunther where he's just doing these moves and then leaving it no cover and like berating his wife on the front row, and
you just knew he was all of a sudden,
all of a sudden, like Sammy starts hulking up, and
what was that? Yeah, I didn't like that when he was sat there thumping the canvas and stuff. It's just like, yeah, man, I wasn't a fan of that. I don't know. Like, I know I'm shitting on it, and people probably like the match, but it just didn't work for me. Like, you can do a good in ring match, and it was that. Don't get me wrong, but when the storyline just felt weak as piss, like it just doesn't. Do you know what I mean? That was a story for someone else, not him, in my opinion.
I agree. I thought the brainbuster was dangerous as fuck.
Don't like that. Didn't like that spot at all.
Not on a bloke his size. I mean, there's so much margin.
He's obviously agreed to do it, don't get me wrong, but you don't need to do it. You don't need to do that. That's like, that to me is like you were saying, that's like Kevin Owens' footlight in it. That's his start, that's his cup of tea, that.
It's the pair of the cup of teas. It's a hell of a kick twice and gets the three. He wasn't the right guy. It was a good match, but he's not the right guy. I mean, I know the argument is, well, who is? I mean, there's more over baby faces than him, LA Knight being one of them.
Yeah.
Who could do with a belt run. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's won it a few times. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just didn't feel right. Like I said, honestly, people might think he's been a bit goofy for 2 years, but I think Chad Gable was the guy.
I mean, the thing is, Helmsley loves Owens and Zayn. Loves them.
Yeah, buzzes off them. Absolutely buzzes off them. They were one of his first sort of signees, weren't they, in NXT? So they've been with him for God knows how long.
His first acquisitions. Yeah. So it's main event time. Mm. Rock and Roman versus Cody and Rollins. So cue 40 minutes of packages, fanfare and entrances.
Packages were good though, weren't they, to be fair? It feels like a big time. And there's stakes. I do like the fact that last night's main event, fed into the night two main event. I think that's a good continuation. Obviously, you can't do that all the time, but I do quite like that there's that jeopardy to it.
But it makes sense at the end of the day. Yeah. It does make sense. But I think, not to, you know, spoil anything, but I think the biggest shock for me was where the fuck was Solo?
Yeah. Nowhere near, was he?
No Solo in the Uso match, and there was no Solo in...
I mean, saving him for tomorrow.
Yeah, tonight.
I'm sorry, yeah. That's what I mean.
Cody's out first. Still looks like little drummer boy, but fuck me, that kid is over.
Yeah. Outrageous. He's the next Cena, isn't he? Maybe. Well, then again, he's more over than in as a whole. Do you know what I mean? Like with the crowd than Cena was somehow. Because obviously the more adult fans weren't as big of a fan of Cena, were they?
No, I remember you saying that on the last pod. You're right, though. Definitely. Yeah. Rollins looked like a complete prat. Always does.
Again, over, though. He just looks like a fucking... looked like a complete fucking tit, though, didn't he? What was that outfit?
Yeah.
I said to you tonight, I was like, you got this like heated grudge match. Like, really, like, there's a lot of blood to it. And he turns up like that. It's just like, what are you wearing? Like, what are you actually doing? You can wear that in your match tomorrow, mate, but not for this one. This one's got, like, heat on it. Do you know what I mean? It felt, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, am I being harsh?
No. No, you're being on the money. But then the Rock comes out first, so I'm thinking, oh, he's going to get some mental entrance. He didn't really. He just had flames in a Brahma bull.
I think his entrance is fucking class, though, since he's brought back the Hollywood Rock fame and stuff. And I think it's, were you going to say he's got his gimmick belt?
I'm looking at him going, what the fuck is... Has he got his own belt? I only watched the Heyman portion of the Hall of Fame, and you told me that it was given to him at the Hall of Fame, and I'm thinking, fuck me, he's got his own
given
belt.
To him, it's like, given to him by...
DiBiase.
No, it was given to him by Muhammad Ali's widow, apparently.
Yeah, well, no, you know, I'm saying he thinks he's DiBiase with his $1 million belt.
To be fair, it feeds into it, doesn't he? Like the whole, like, you know, board member, fucking, you know, big boss and all that.
I know it's kayfabe on this, like, to build into the story, but I can see him being a bit of a prat, you know, with shit like that. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, look at it. He has his grandmother inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. His daughter, you know, it's all very self-satisfying sometimes. But he's got that in his locker. Yeah. Reigns looks like a total fucking superstar, jacked to the gills.
Gee, I've never seen him look in better shape in my life.
To be fair, for the first fucking 5 years of his existence, you never saw his body. He always had a fucking...
But even for like the last... bulletproof... Bullet... what do you call him? Off snatch? Bulletproof Tony.
Bulletproof Tony.
Bulletproof
Bulletproof Tony runs AEW.
Yeah, but honestly, for like the last 3.5 years, obviously he's wrestled without the vest on. I've never seen him look as jacked as he did. He must have been given clearance on it and getting a quick schedule in to look that good.
and then I'm looking at The Rock in the ring and in them sort of fucking glittery sweatpants and fucking waistcoat. He looked like a matador. He looked fucking hideous. He did. And then he takes his waistcoat off. Proper roid belly on him, hasn't he?
Just a touch. His pecs
were weird as well. His sort of pecs sunk looked in. Weird. Yeah. Well, he had an operation in the 90s because he had
those that, droopy like, ones, didn't he?
Flabby tit syndrome. That's some people get.
To be fair, he looked good. Like he's in his 50s, isn't he? I mean, like, whatever. He's on steroids, probably. Yeah. He's on some sort of fucking in something like that. HGH. But he looks good. Yeah.
It started off slow as fuck. It was almost Hogan levels of slow.
Yeah, it was a little bit. There was a lot of sort of to-ing and fro-ing who was going to start and lots of stare downs and stuff like that. But you almost sort of expected that, didn't you?
Yeah. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors, but obviously the guy's 50 and he's not wrestled in, you know, 8 years or whatever he said.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny when Rollins mugged him off with some speed.
Yeah.
And then he just milked it. And then there's a lot of milking for the crowd. Which I get, you know, it's what it needs because if you're going to go for, was it to go 45 minutes or something with entrances, maybe?
Probably that sounds about right. I think it was about 40 odd minutes.
You know, you've got to pace the lad. I mean, again, Roman don't work a full schedule. Rollins can go for hours, and I'm pretty sure Cody could do 45 minutes, no problem. But
it was
before it all breaks. Yeah, but then it all breaks down and you start getting into it a bit more and it spills out. And then the Rock decides to tell the ref, if you count, like, count out, you're fired.
Loved that. I loved it, to be fair.
Yeah. I don't know about you. And then it spills into the crowd. it's a bit where McAfee went, He says he's on the juice of the WWE universe, and Graves quickly like goes, you mean the energy?
It's on some juice, yeah, for sure.
Oh man, I liked Rollins' selling of the knee, because obviously everyone knows he's had a was it meniscus tear or something?
Yeah.
So they weren't 100% that'd be right for Mania, but the guy's working double duty. So yeah, fair fucks. And obviously that's going to come in tonight against McIntyre. And I'm pretty sure McIntyre, that's the story. He's going to zone in on his knee. Yeah. So it's all nice foreshadowing.
I think his selling was pretty bang on as well, Rollins.
Yeah, I mean, Rollins carried a lot of it. I mean, he was the guy who got the heat on. You know, frequent tags, they cutting him off. Methodical beatings. Superman punch countered into a neck breaker. Lovely.
Yeah.
But then as he's going for the hot tag, Seth's cut off by The Rock. It's classic tag team. There's a low blow to Rollins, and the ref just turns around and apologises to Cody because he can't do anything.
It's good stuff. I mean, it's good stuff. I know that they've fed into that whole like him being on the board thing. I think they've done it quite well, to be fair. They've blurred the lines a little bit with it.
And then they sort of carried on with that. So Seth Insigori's The Rock. And he goes for the hot tag, but he misses it because Roman pulls Cody off the apron at the last minute. Great.
Yeah. Simple stuff, really.
Exactly. Super kick to The Rock, curb stomp, can't get the tag. Then we get the hot tag.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's me or because it's an open-air arena and open-air stadium. You can't hear that pop like you usually would with for a hot tag, but...
I think that's the problem when they do arenas like that, isn't it? Obviously, you want as many people in there as one, but you do lose... You know, the noise goes up, doesn't it? So that's the only thing.
That's it. He does a dusting power slam, Cody, when he comes in. Disaster kick, Cody cutter, two. Reigns gets Superman punch for two and busts his nose open somewhere along the line.
Mm. That was legit, wasn't it?
It must have been, because you're not gonna gig your nose,
are you? Yeah, he must have just caught something.
Yeah, speaking for someone who's had his nose sliced in half, it ain't something you want to be doing.
No. <That's>
not me. It's fucking grim. There's a superb sunset flip by Cody off a spear attempt. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Then there's like quadruple super kicks, curb stomp, crossroads. Rock pulls the ref out and drops him. Low blow to Cody. Spear for two. Reigns locks on a guillotine choke.
He hasn't done that for ages.
What I liked was when he grapevined him, got him to the mat, and the Rock just grabbed his leg to get him, to keep him like stationary. Brilliant. Rock berates Cody's man with the belt. So Cody comes back with a bionic elbow, but the Rock spine busters him. People's elbow countered into a Cody cutter. Superman punched by Reigns. Seth saves Cody, and the Reigns spares the Rock by accident, which I thought was a great spot.
Yeah, they've planted a few seeds there with that, haven't they, potentially, which I think is good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She's the way you need to do it. He rock bottoms. They do double pedigrees for two.
He didn't hook Rock's arm properly, did he?
Cody. I don't think he could.
They're that big.
fucking meaty fucking monster that is. Rock bottom through the table by Cody. Rock bottoms the Rock through the table.
I didn't expect Rock to take a bump like that.
No, but, you know, you can't fault him for it. If he's going to go for it, he's going for it, isn't he? Yeah. Roman spears Seth through the table, crossroads, two of them. Rock whips Cody, spear by Roman, rock bottom, and then the people's elbow for three.
Yeah, see, I don't have as much of a problem with it as you, but, I mean, he's been doing that for 20 years, hasn't he? So,
yeah, but I don't think I've never seen him pin anyone with it, or very rarely. Only pin like, yeah. Job guys, though, not fucking main event, WrestleMania main event.
I think you can get away with it when he's been speared and rock bottom beforehand. I think it was just adding the insult to injury. I think that's what they were sort of going for.
All right, so
you get away with it.
Say he's levering Austin with a chair. You reckon Austin's going to take that pin after he's been levered with a chair?
What do you mean?
Which
match?
Yeah, Rock and Austin back in the day. Going for it, and like it's no DQ. Rock's attacking him with chairs, rock bottom, whatever. You think he's going to lay down for the people's elbow? It's like, no, just give me the fucking rock bottom, mate.
I don't know. I didn't necessarily have much of a problem. I thought it was quite fun.
It's a good match. It was a good match. I just thought the end bit was
Yeah, I mean, I can see, I know what you mean, because it is a heated match and it's sort of, it's a bit of a gimmicky finish, isn't it? Especially with this new character. I know what you mean. But I think ultimately they were just going for like insult to injury type thing. Like, just, I don't know. I can see what you mean. But I had a lot of fun with it, to be fair. I thought it was slowish start, but they worked within the parameters of what they could do with The Rock, who's, you know, he's got ring rust for days. Roman hasn't really wrestled that much over the last year or two. I think Rollins and Cody were good. I think it was the right decision to have them lose the first night, because I think you set up this, if you're going to do it, I think you set up this huge overcoming of the odds for Cody to win it tomorrow. I think that's the way to go.
And I'm pretty sure Cody was on board with that. Loves a Uber babyface job. tossing himself off in the back.
He's living his dream, and he loves it. But yeah, I mean, it was one of them, because it feels like even the commentators are going, "Oh, there's no hope now. There's no hope now. We can't win." And it's just like, it sets it up for that big moment. I can't wait for it tonight, to be honest. I can't wait to see what direction they go down.
No, and we are staying up for it again.
Yeah. Well, I'll try anyway.
I'm going to give it a good go. So, I mean, overall for me, it was a bit of a mixed bag. The Gunther match left a bit of a sour taste in my mouth.
Not in terms of the match quality, though. That's the only problem. No, but it's just storyline and finish.
Weird decision, personally. But he got the babyface pop at the end of it, Sami Zayn. That's what they're after.
Yeah, and that's true.
I suppose when you've got the heels winning in the main event,
you sort of have
something
to
go home.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I just didn't think it was the right man, unfortunately. But we'll see. Maybe they're just thinking, right, you've had it for 600 odd days, you've set records, you're the longest reigning champion. Let's get you moved up to the main event scene now. Let's get you in the world title picture. Let's see. You know, maybe they're just thinking.
Which one though? Because
if Cody wins, he's the first challenger, because they're doing that bashing Berlin thing, aren't they?
Yeah. He's not going to win it though. That's the thing. They can't let him win it at WrestleMania in this massive fucking heated thing, and then just.
You got to hold it for minimum 6 months, haven't you, really?
Yeah, and obviously...
He likes a long title reign, though, doesn't he, Helmsley? Loves it.
He does, and, like, the obvious thing for me is, obviously, when Punk comes back, I expect Drew wins tonight, and then it's Drew Punk going forward.
I think
maybe
that's the money.
Maybe the first challenger for Drew.
And you can have a lengthy feud with that, can't you? That can last 3-4 months, that, if you really want it to.
I agree. I mean, the stuff, there's enough there to get some mileage out of it, definitely.
Yeah, because he's just been berating him for months, hasn't he? Since he, like, well, quote, kayfabe injured him. We don't know if he did, but...
No, he's definitely injured.
Yeah, I mean, he was saying that he injured him, wasn't he? McIntyre, that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's just the best way to work it, isn't it?
Yeah, it works well. And, you know, I think that's the goal going forward, I would say, because I think Rollins might take a bit of time off after Mania. I don't know about you, because he's had a lot of injuries. He might want to rehab it. He might just want a bit of time off. I think that might be the right thing for him.
Yeah. So I'm hoping tonight's better.
The card's better tonight, I think, in a whole.
On paper, yeah. We'll see. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the opener. Zayn Gunther match was good. But obviously, we've got a small gripe with that. The main event was good. There was a lot of filler on it. I mean, the damage control match was decent. Anyway, we'll be recording again on Tuesday the 9th, the second night. This should hopefully be out tomorrow. I'll get on this because I've got to wait up till fucking midnight anyway. So
I reckon it'll be. I reckon it'll go longer tonight. I reckon it might be a 5 a.m. jobby.
Well, I'm off work tomorrow, so that's all good.
I'm not.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to get up and go to actual work. You just have to play a football manager in the background.
I'll just roll out of bed at 8:55, isn't it?
Right, do it, mate. Sit there in your kecks all day. Right, so on that note, we will do one, because this is slightly longer than I anticipated. He was on the card tonight, so we will say those inevitable two words. Rey Mysterio.
Cheerio.